This is The Bert Show.
I'll tell you what sucks when you have some kind of tension with a neighbor. Because, you know, when you're pulling up to your house or your apartment or whatever, it's like the one place you want to be able to let your hair down, be stress-free before you walk in the door, right? I have been in these situations before where you're just hoping you don't see that one neighbor that you have tension with. And Abby was fine. Everything was fine. Until The Bert Show.
I am a victim of my own job and the things I have done to myself on the air. And I think a segment I did last week inadvertently put me in a very uncomfortable situation with my hot neighbor that lives across the hall that I think now knows that he's my hot neighbor. And it has everything to do with the segment I did last week and my Ring camera and a weird moment I had with this man in the hallway.
This is not a you problem. This is a too many listeners problem. So we're working on that.
Yeah.
To have less listeners.
We'll have zero after October
24th. So I'll be free and he'll never have to see me again after my lease runs out. So really, we're all in good company here.
The only morning show weaning off of listeners.
So last week I came on here and I was talking about this Ring camera that I got because I'm a woman who lives alone and I'm frightened. Mm-hmm. So I got this Ring camera and for about 30 days, Blink will do this thing for free where it will record clips of anything that happens around your house or outside of your apartment door as a way to lure you in so you pay more so you can have a better security system. So for the last 30 days, I've been really enjoying going on my Blink camera and seeing what my cats are up to while I'm gone, seeing when they eat, seeing when they paw at each other and fight each other. It's like my own reality show. I'm like, what are my cats doing today?
Aren't there people that do that on vacation too? Like you're sitting on a beach somewhere, but you want to see what your cats are doing, so you turn your camera on just to check them all out or your dogs or whatever?
Yeah, you're saying people, but it's me. Okay. I'm that person. I was doing that all while I was on a beach in Greece. I'm like, I miss my kitties. What are they doing? And so because now I have a camera outside my door, I can see who's walking by my apartment. And I found that there are some very interesting characters that live in my building. Someone who is literally doing cardio in my hallway.
Is that right?
Yeah, someone's like, I see this woman running back and forth my door constantly. I'm like, girl, we have a gym. There are treadmills downstairs. In fact, there's a park like half a mile down there. You can run to the park where other people are running. You don't need to. I'm like, is there someone chasing you? And then I saw it like a couple of days in a row. I'm like, no, this is just how she gets her cardio in.
She's doing her high-intensity sprints right there in the hall.
Exactly, right in front of my door. And now I know why my cats are constantly hiding from the door. I'm like, no one's out there. Turns out there is.
But now I'm just curious. Like, I want to talk to her. I want to know about her routine. I want to know why she decided that sprints down the hallway was a better investment than, like, I don't know, going to the gym or going to the park.
Maybe she didn't have a lot of time, and she's like, I don't have time to go to the gym, so I got to get something in today. Maybe. How long is she out there for?
Well, I've seen her like in 30-minute increments. So
really?
I live right next. Oh, God, I don't want to give context for where I live. But yeah, basically, I see her frequently in 30-minute increments. Like, wow. I'll see her go past and then 15 minutes later, she'll come back and do the same thing. Huh. And she's just sprinting. And I'm like, how have you not hit a small child yet? Because she's old. That woman is moving. She is moving and grooving. So I've seen her doing whatever the heck she's doing. And then, of course, I noticed that I have a door right across from the hallway. So I have, you know, neighbors directly across me. So there's a door. And so anytime they leave their apartment, it will record. And it has for the last 30 days. And I noticed, I'm like, oh, there's a man that leaves that apartment. And he's very, very handsome. He's got a couple of dogs. Looks like a great dude. Definitely my type. And then one day I saw him leaving with his girlfriend or sister. We're still hanging on to hope. And I was like, oh my God, this is such a bummer that I've been falling in love with this man over my Ring doorbell camera and you're in a relationship. What a bummer. So anyway, I come on here. I tell that story, not really thinking anything of it because, you know, we're going to be unemployed in a month. And this was Friday. So I left the show on Friday and I did something I don't normally do. Typically, I will go straight up to the parking garage. I'll go to my apartment and then I'll do whatever I have to do for the rest of the day. But on Friday, I do Legree after the show. So I was like, I don't want to go all the way up to the parking garage. So I'm going to park outside my apartment, run inside, change my clothes, and then come back downstairs. So I don't have to go through the whole rigmarole of going back down the apartment or back down the parking garage. So I park and then I go, you know, I'd really like some coffee. I'm feeling a little tired. So let me run to the leasing office. Let me go to the leasing office, get a coffee and go up to my apartment. So I get my coffee and I come back and I notice that coming from the other end of the hallway on the side where the park is, I see that somebody's coming towards me with a couple of dogs. I'm like, oh, okay. Like I'm going to share the elevator with someone. I'm like, you know, mentally preparing myself for small talk. And then I look up and I'm like, I think that's my hot neighbor. And so I'm like, okay, well, don't be weird, Abby. Like, don't make eye contact. Like, just get in the elevator like a normal person. And I'm like instructing myself on how to behave like a normal human. I'm like, say hello and ask what floor he needs to get on, even though you know exactly what floor he needs to get on.
Are you ChatGPT in this? Like, how to talk to a stranger?
Physically, I'm like, don't know how to act. So I punch the elevator door and I'm sitting there in the lobby waiting for it to go ding and take me up. And I notice that as I'm standing in the elevator lobby, I can hear the footsteps stop abruptly. And I'm kind of doing like a side eye because I'm preparing myself again to have to like act like a normal human and not like a ChatGPT robot. And I notice this man stopped right before the entrance to the elevator lobby and he's just standing there with his two dogs. And I'm like, did this man see me and is now actively avoiding me? So I get into the elevator and I punch, you know, my floor number. I'm like, ding. And I'm standing there. I'm kind of like, I'm not trying to make eye contact with him because this is about to be more uncomfortable because if he is hiding from me, I don't want to make him uncomfortable because this is already a weird situation. And he's just standing in the hallway just waiting for me to go up so he can get in the elevator and not have to make eye contact with me.
Okay, all so right. Is it possible you're in your head about this whole thing? Again, you
gotta have you met her?
Yeah, you got to read that overthinking book that I gave you last week.
I refuse!
As the challenge.
I refuse.
Is it possible the dude has two dogs?
Yep.
You're getting into the elevator.
Yep.
He's standing there. He's being polite by letting you go up so it's not cramped in the elevator. And in your head, it's like, this guy has heard the segment. He hates me and thinks I'm weird.
But there's nobody else. It's just me in the elevator. You're telling me there's not room for me and your doggies?
If I was there with my two dogs, I would wait until the person went up. Just like, you know, and we don't know how his dogs act. And mine are a little bit rambunctious. So if he has, you know, if he just wants to be not even protective of the dogs, but just respectful of whoever else is in the elevator, I would have pulled the same move as him if I had my two dogs.
So you're saying he cares about me, Kristen?
Yes! Totally.
My hot neighbor really cared about my elevator experience.
He did.
Totally it.
He did. So now there's a chance. So you're saying there's a chance.
God, I wish there was a way we could get this guy on just to see what the actuality of the situation was compared to what was going on
God,
in your
head. If this man didn't have a girlfriend, I would have no problem like sliding a note under his door and being like, hey, you want to come on? But I feel very uncomfortable making his girlfriend uncomfortable.
And it's only going to get worse if you do that.
Exactly. So
this is The Bert Show.